Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 3 June 2021, and today I want to talk about shoes.
Okay.
So about
I hate shoes.
Huh?
I hate shoes. I hate socks.
You hate shoes.
Next topic. What's next?
Hi, I'm Rookie. I'm six. I hate shoes and socks. What do you got against shoes and socks?
Everything. They're not good on the feet. They're constraining.
No, they're not.
They are.
Good. Well, then maybe you should follow suit.
Right.
I was
anyway.
Just going to talk about a new pair of shoes I bought over the weekend that are fantastic. So good that I might have to go get another pair.
Wow. All right.
So, you know, we have a store here in Green Bay that if you buy a pair of shoes, you can get a second pair half off.
Wow.
Right?
Rogan's.
And you can, you don't have to do them all the same shot. You keep your receipt from your first pair, and you go back within a year and get your second pair for half off. Okay? So you don't have to buy two pairs on the same day. So I bought a pair the other day. I'm wearing them right now. They're Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go on the record right now. I'm a Skechers guy now.
I've had Skechers, but not tennis shoes. I've had Skechers slip-on shoes, casual shoes.
Well, these
with the memory foam in the with the memory foam.
Kind of slip-on. They have laces on them, but they don't really tie. The laces are just kind of like show.
Yeah, but they're more like
they're
a tennis shoe though. Mine are more
like
casual. Mine are casual shoes
for sure.
They're tan.
But these things are really nice and comfortable, man. I'm like, I'm going to go back and get a second pair, I think. These are gray with the white sole. And I'm going to see if they have any other color. I went looked at a whole bunch of different. And they didn't have, I was not real impressed with the selection they had.
Mm-hmm.
I found these real late in my visit. I'm like, ooh.
Well, you're kind of a shoe guy, aren't you?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of. So,
I could. How many pair of shoes do you have? You're like a woman. You're like a chick.
I have no idea.
How many pair? I can tell you. I've got three pair of shoes.
Come on.
Yeah. Three pair of shoes. Two tennis shoes. I'm sorry. Four pair. Two pair of tennis shoes. One pair of Skechers, the casual shoes, and my hiking boots.
That's all the shoes you have.
That's all the shoes I have.
Come on. Well, I don't even know. I lost a bunch of shoes in the fire.
And by the casual Skechers or whatever they're, however you pronounce the brand, I can wear them with just about anything.
Uh-huh.
They're casual. If I wear them with, you know, khaki pants or something like that, they're casual. That's all I have. Unless you want to throw my ski boots in there, then I have five. I don't have golf shoes. I wear my tennis shoes as my golf shoes, because I try to walk as much as possible, and it's more comfortable to walk in tennis shoes. I have a good friend who's a golf pro that believes golf gloves and golf shoes are made-up gimmicks that you don't really need.
Well, I've tried playing without a glove, and I don't like it, so I'll wear a glove. I don't care what he says.
I've tried playing with a glove, and I don't like it. I play barehanded.
It feels better to me, so whatever. But as far as shoes go, gosh, I don't know how many pairs I have. I got a lot. I can think of like six right off the top of my head that are in my closet in the little shoe shelf. And I have some new golf shoes too that I'll be breaking out this weekend when we tee it up.
How many pair of golf shoes do you have?
I have three.
White, black, and what?
One white, one black, one, I guess I have four. One white, one black, one white and blue and black,
mm-hmm.
and one white and orange.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll look good when you're on a golf course.
Yeah, that's part of the whole deal. But I bought these black ones that I'll be wearing this week.
Well, I can't wait to see them.
You know, and all my golf shoes are different. I have Nike, Puma, Callaway, and now Adidas.
That's odd.
And it goes back to that brand loyalty discussion we had a while back. And now Skechers, you know, I looked at Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, they had all those, and I was looking at them. None of them really caught my fancy there. Some, they're so, you know, I've complained about this before. You can't just get like a pair of white sneakers anymore. They got to be all flashy and stuff.
No doubt.
Okay, in some instances, but sometimes you just want to wear a toned down pair of white sneaks.
What I'm amazed at is when you go shopping for shoes, and I've narrowed it down to two brands that I can wear that are comfortable for me. Asics and Nikes.
Yeah?
No other brand. And it's amazing how and I know shoes come in different widths and all that, but it's amazing how much just the standard shoe varies from brand to brand in terms of fit.
Yeah,
And certain brands are just way too narrow. Part of that is because I got a huge bunion, but that's a different story. That's a different podcast.
You do?
Yeah, you know that. You've seen it.
Well, get it fixed.
That surgery, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And that surgery in a boot, 6 months, pain. I mean, I wipe out either a golf season or a ski season, hockey season.
Oh, boy.
I've thought about it for years. About it. And that's amazing how that thing just develops. One moment you don't have it, the next you do. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And see, I can't wear leather shoes anymore. They've got to be like the mesh. Because they've got to be able to flex for the thing.
Oh, my God. He says it.
Is that TMI? Is that too much information?
I mean,
the leather keeps it constricted tight. You get one of those mesh shoes.
Sure, I can, yeah.
And then that's where it always wears out. Look. Where's the shoe wearing out?
Oh, my God.
Right there.
Look at that.
And so you can see it formed.
There's a hole in it. It's breaking away from the...
It's formed, and then it's breaking away. That's where it all wears out.
You need to go see that guy on the cable, the foot doctor.
I don't have the cable, so I don't know who the foot doctor is.
There's a show. It's like all about podiatry, and it's disgusting.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Maybe while I have him work on my bunion, I can have him clean up my toenails.
All righty, then.
Are you sure we're done? Are we really done now?
Yeah, we're done now. Thanks for listening. Sorry. See you tomorrow on the Bill and Rookie Experience. Join us at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.